Well, hi everyone. Thank you for being here today. My name is Mathieu Taral. I'm here with Dorian Hackenberg. And our talk is Rustifying the VM Introspection Ecosystem. So I know you are all tired from the fast demo because it's afternoon and it's Sunday already. But I have a quick poll to do. Raise your hand if you've already heard about VM introspection. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Sorry?
Which VM?
Virtual machine introspection in general, the technology. So today we're going in this talk to talk about VM introspection, and the goal of the presentation is to present why we believe it's a valuable technology, why it has changed already some areas like malware analysis, and why we think that it needs it has some unmet potential yet in areas like debugging, OS hardening, or fuzzing, for example. And we use Rust to go to this, to explore these areas and try to meet the potential of VM introspection. So first a disclaimer, we are not like expert Rust developers. You know, I'm not going to learn anything new about Rust in this talk. It's just a project we made with Rust, okay? So, okay, so that's the agenda. First, presenting VM introspection in general, presenting the VM ecosystem today, and then presenting why we build a library in Rust to do VM introspection. So I'm heading to, I always to Dorian. Yeah.
Yeah, so hi. Since Rust 1.0 came out in 2015, a number of projects around virtualization have emerged. You may know Firecracker, for example, because it's one of the biggest projects written in Rust. Rust is a system-level programming language that promises to be memory safe, so actually it's a perfect fit for the virtualization community. Yeah, Mathieu has accumulated some information about virtualization in general, so different projects, papers, not only Rust, of course, but everything virtualization related. So yeah, go check it out. Yeah, so what is VM introspection? Briefly said, it's deriving the execution context of a virtual machine from the hypervisor by querying its hardware state. So, yeah, quite a handful. So what do we mean by that? Well, this you may know. You have your virtual machine here around at the virtualization layer and underneath the hypervisor. So this is where our introspection agent comes into play. It's actually on the host, and it talks to the hypervisor via an API. So what can you do? Well, you can register for hardware events, for example, access to a certain area of memory, interrupt events, register change events, and when one of these events happen, the VM is halted, the execution flow is the control flow is transferred to your application, and you can do whatever. You can read memory, read registers, or write registers, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, what are the core strengths of VM introspection? Well, for once, you have a full hardware view, so you can see the kernel space, and you can see the user space as well. Also, you're operating at hypervisor level privilege. Since you're between the hardware at the VM, you're also able to modify what the operating system itself should be able to see of itself. Yeah, so in which scenarios is this useful? Well, nowadays, the main application for virtual machine introspection is a dynamic malware analysis if you want to be stealthy. But you can also, for example, use it for debugging scenarios, like maybe if you want to debug a nested hypervisor, or maybe you have a compromised operating system that you want, so you can't trust the information you're receiving from the kernel. So now that I've talked about where you can apply it, let's talk about what you have to implement in order to be able to introspect a guest. So on a high-level view, we have our introspection agent. And let's say maybe I want to break on a function, for example, kernel32.write file. And of course, we don't want to do this for every process, so let's say cargo.exe. And when this function call happens, we want to simply lock its parameters. So since you're outside of the VM,